This month's podcast celebrates the MCAS results from two JFY Network's partner schools, East Boston High School and Northeast Metro Tech, located in Wakefield, servicing students from around the area. You'll hear from JFY's own Kathy Maglio and Joan Reisman as they discuss the success both schools had in the past year. Kathy will talk about how JFY Net software has become part of the fabric of East Boston High School.
The software is part of the culture of the school. Students know that they have to use it.
How the JFY program helped establish consistent weekly learning at Northeast Metro Tech.
Northeast Metro, because they only have academics every other week, they're in shop one week and academics the next week. They have in student schedules built into them labs. So when the students go into these labs, it's there where they practice the skills that they've been learning in their class.
And Joan will discuss the significance of the gains made by both schools and what other schools need to do to see similar improvements.
I think what needs to happen is to, you know, everybody acknowledges the loss, but nobody really talks about what are some solutions. So I think this show, you know, these schools use JFY software, and they used it for focused studying and flexible tutoring and differentiation. So not only were we building skills, the fact that JFY can come in and identify the needs of the student population is very key.
This podcast was created by JFY Networks, a Boston-based nonprofit provider of online learning, resources, training, and support. JFY's individualized self-paced curriculum helps raise individual and school performance by maintaining grade-level skills and targeting unfinished learning. For JFY Networks, I'm Greg Cunningham. The 2022 MCAS results confirmed what was already well known. Pandemic learning loss is broad and deep across the state. Student average scores in the state were lower in both English and math in every grade than in 2019, the last test before the pandemic. However, two partner schools of JFY Networks defied the general downward trend, East Boston High School and Northeast Metro Tech. Both schools posted substantial gains in ELA and in math. From 2021 to 2022, East Boston gained 10 points in ELA and 15 points in math. And Northeast Metro Tech gained 18 points in English and 12 points in math, while the state average declined in both subjects. It goes without saying that the credit for these schools' success goes to the hard work of the teachers and students and the support of their administrators. Kathy Maglio worked with both schools this past year, and her unique blend of math teaching, instructional design, and competency-based curriculum development helps to implement plans to ensure student success. Kathy begins by describing how the East Boston and JFY Net partnership began.
I started working with the East Boston teachers about 7 years ago. Went into the schools and worked with JFY software programs for math and ELA, worked with training the teachers on the math side and training the teachers on the ELA side. And then the way the school was set up was that students would work on the JFY programs for 40 minutes twice a week. So they do 80 minutes of math and they do 80 minutes of ELA each week. And so that's how the program was set up. And at that time they had laptop carts that would rotate between the different rooms. There was a schedule of how they would do it. And then they went to one laptop per student so they could just break in and they didn't have to worry about having specific days to do it. They could just do it any day that they wanted. So that's how we got started there. And you know, over the years, I still work with a lot of the same teachers. New ones come in. Some leave, new ones come in and still work with them and get them set up. And that's the first thing they ask is new school year starts within the first week. I've gotten emails from a whole bunch of teachers to get them set up in ELA software and then in the math software. So the teachers are always eager to get started the right at the beginning of the school year.
East Boston has adopted the JFY Networks program as part of their day-to-day operations.
The software is part of the culture of the school. Students know that they have to use it, and they do. And what's nice is some of the software over the years has evolved so that teachers have more control in seeing when the students are working on it. So it has, the softwares have built in real time, you know, being able to see what the students are doing in real time. So the teachers don't constantly have to walk around and see what they're doing. So it's become a big, you know, a big thing in the school. When I go to the school, you know, I'm introduced as the math, you know, the person who does the math software, or, you know, the person who does the ELA stuff. I'm never introduced as from JFY who implements this software. It's always the math person or the English person. So it's just really nice. I've built up relations with some of the teachers, and I enjoy going there to work with them. And, you know, teachers amongst themselves, at least in ELA, there are two teachers who are always competing against each other to have the best scores. It's just really nice. It's just become it is a cultural thing in the school, and the students know they have to do it. And, you know, right now the school goes from grade 7 to 12, and they start right in with the seventh graders having to use it. So they're using it for 5 years. I think it really makes a difference.
Because the JFY program is so much part of the culture at East Boston High School, getting students to use the program takes minimal effort by teachers who receive plenty of both in-person and remote support from Kathy.
I don't think the teachers really have to get the students to buy in, because it's pretty much mandated by the administration that they are going to use this. And so the teachers just say, you know, today is Achieve Day and we're going to be working on Achieve, and they make sure that the students are working on it. So I don't think the students really have a choice in having to buy into using it, because it comes from the administration. The teachers have already bought in. And since the teachers have already bought in, I think it makes it easier for the students to buy into it. But I've never really had a teacher say that their students are refusing to do it. It's just like, today is math day, and we're going to use the JFY software, and that's what they do. So the students, the buy-ins from the teachers and the students, I think, just follow suit. When I'm in the building, what I usually do is go into the classrooms, see the students who are working on it. The teachers might have any questions about different or new functionality that's been added to the software. So I'll work with them, walk around, see what the students are doing. Since I'm a math person, I really like going into the math rooms, because then I can actually go around and work with students who might be having a little difficulty with a problem. With ELA, you can't really do that, because how do you help somebody read a story outside of reading it to them, which the software does anyways? So there's not as much student interaction, I think, with the going into the ELA classrooms as I have in the math classrooms. I support them remotely by any questions that they have. At least once a week, I get email from a teacher saying they have a new student to their class. Can I add them to their ELA class? And I will get that done. In math, since the students self-enroll into the program, the teachers pretty much do that themselves. But I do sometimes get questions from the math people about they might need a task created. So I will create that for them and add that for them. We also do with the math students, since ELA has a built-in assessment to find a student's Lexile level where they're at, we don't have that in the math software. So we've created in the math software some diagnostic skills assessments. So those are all, the data is all gathered and analyzed by hand, which I do that. So the teachers find that helpful to find out what skills the students need more help with. In ELA, the questions I would get a lot if they've taken the Lexile assessment is, I think they've done it too low, so can you reset their Lexiles? So I just support the teachers in anything that, any help that they need, any questions that they have, they email me and I just respond to them. And I usually respond within a half an hour, sometimes within 10 minutes. So the teachers are always very appreciative of the fact that they get a quick response. And I always get thank yous and you're great for doing that and stuff. So I always make sure that they have whatever they need for their classrooms. And I try not to make them, you know, have to wait for it. I will interrupt whatever I'm doing just to support them and to give them what they need.
Receiving regular updates from JFY is an integral part of the partnership with schools.
Yeah, the reporting aspect is very important to the administration, but it's also important to at the teacher level. I try once a month to do a performance report for the ELA teachers and the math teachers so they can see on the ELA side, if there's been any Lexile growth over the course of a month in doing the activities. And I also let them know how many activities they've done before the cutoff of 75%, how many above 75%, how many below, their average on their tasks. I mean, in ELA, the average on the activities that they do, because we try to have them meet 75%. And we're actually close to getting that school-wide, but there are still some students who fall far below that. And I also let teachers know the time on task. So I do a summary report per class, but then on subsequent pages of the spreadsheet, there's a page for each teacher. So that gets sent to each teacher so they can see how their students have performed for the previous. And then in math, we've created assessments, the skills assessments that they take 3 times a year. But then every month, again, I get a report from our math software so that I can, again, let teachers know how many questions they're answering, how much time they're spending, sometimes how many tasks they've attempted and what their average is on the tasks, so that the teachers have a sense of what the students are doing and how much time they're spending on that. You know, if you see something where a student's been spending 4 hours, but he's only answered 10 questions, you know that there's a disconnect between what they're doing and how much time they're spending. So they're really not spending a lot of time in the software, more or less, they're just kind of sitting there. So the reporting is very important to the heads of the math and English departments, as well as the head of the dean for grades 7 and 8. And, you know, it's just important for them to see what the students are doing. And it's a way to catch, if a student's not performing well, it's a way to catch that early so that you can then work with them to bring their skill levels up to where they should be.
JFY's partnership began on a limited basis with Northeast Metro Tech in 2019 and quickly grew this year after seeing significant improvement from students involved in a pilot program.
We actually worked with Northeast Metro before the pandemic. We went in and got a program going for math and for English. And then in the middle of that, the pandemic hit. So students were scattered and they didn't work too much in the program. And then last fall, we got a call from the head of curriculum, tough word to say, at Northeast. And he had some students who had failed the MCAS test and they were retaking it in November. And what could we put together a program? I think there was only about 25 students or so. And so we set them up and they were working after school a couple of nights a week. We had when you set the program up. And because of that, the students, most of the students who took the retake were able to pass the MCAS. So after they saw such great results from that small group, they decided to implement the JFY program for all 9th and 10th graders. So we went in and we set up their classes in the math program. We set up their classes in the ELA program. And then Northeast Metro, because they only have academics every other week, they're in shop 1 week and academics the next week. They have in student schedules built into them labs. So when the students go into these labs, it's there where they practice the skills that they've been learning in their class. So they have a full, whole 45 minutes to work on skills that they're doing in class in these labs. And having worked on those, it's helped them improve their skills to take when they took the MCAS in the spring. The other thing that was helpful to them is my colleague Joan identified 24 standards that had been on the past three MCAS tests, and we created specific tasks focusing on those standards, and we distributed them to all our schools. And Northeast Metro found those tasks very helpful in preparing their students for MCAS. So that's how the program got up and running very quickly. We trained the teachers and got them using the software. And I was recently there to train a new teacher and sat in on the classroom. The students were giving a task to work on finding the midpoint of a line. And all of the students for the 45 minutes that they were on math space worked on that task and were able to complete it, so that when they took the quiz the next day in their classroom, they actually performed better.
And as with other schools, getting updates on student progress is vital to the success of the program.
I do send them the same reports. I'm responsible for the math side. My colleague Eileen is responsible for the ELA side. So here I just do the math and send the math report, the same math reports. I usually just send it to the head of the math department and he distributes it to their teachers. They have a really wonderful math department there, and the head of the math department is very much involved in all of the math classes and pays attention to what the students are doing. It's a good school. And again, I become friendly with some of the teachers, the head of the math department, by working with them. And, we get requests on occasions that they need some help. So that's a good place to go. By doing the reporting for the teachers and giving them that information, it takes a lot off of their plate so that they don't have to monitor a lot of that. We do that for them. So part of, I think, what we do and what makes JSY so successful is not only support that we give, but also we help take stuff off of teachers' plates to make them be able to focus on what they're supposed to be doing, which is teaching in the students and not getting caught up in all of the paperwork and extraneous things that can go along with the job. And we help enough and support enough so they can focus on what they need to do.
Joan Reisman, a skilled math teacher with over 20 years experience, is often referred to as the MCAS maven on the JFYNet website. Her analysis and crunching of numbers are crucial parts of the JFYNet strategy when working with partner schools. We asked her how the results at East Boston and Northeast Metro Tech compare to both the state and district average scores.
We've heard all these stories that have been featured in the Globe, how results weren't good this year and that the state, all these results show pandemic losses. But what you have to do is look in terms and gains, because a school, say, like East Boston, went up for the meeting expectations and exceeding expectations. They went up to 38% this year, which is a 10 point game. Now, the state actually went down in that category, and the District of Boston went up a small amount. But, oh no, excuse me. The district went down as well. So the fact that East Boston, say, in both ELA and math, made huge gains, 10 percentage points in ELA and math, 15 percentage points. That's huge. And, you know, we want to attribute that to the hard work of the teachers, but also I think a little bit more of JFY and their and the job that Kathy and my colleagues, Kathy and Eileen, have done. Northeast Metro as well made huge gains. You know, they had, say, 18 percentage points and then 12 percentage points, where, again, the state went down. There's no district to compare to a Northeast Metro because they are the district. And another thing that was impressive is that these schools also, not only did they make more gains in the state, they got back to where they were and they exceeded where they were in 2019. For example, EBHS was 38% in ELA, and in 2019, before the pandemic, that they were only 30. So they actually not only made gains, they exceeded where they were before the pandemic. And so I think you have to give a lot of credit to the work that JFY and their software implementation has done to help these. Now, not only was the performance good for these schools in overall, but if we look at the subgroups, say students with disabilities, former EL, and economically disadvantaged, high needs, the gains are across the board are superior to the state. The state went down in almost all these subgroups for, you know, in general. The district did go up, but not nearly as much as the schools for East Boston. The district, there's no district for Northeast Metro. So, and a lot of these in almost every subgroup, comparing 2022 to 2019, the EBHS and Northeast Metro did better than 2019 in almost every single subgroup. So, you know, I think what you have to see is that this shows you, what you can see is that this shows you that there is an advantage to doing MCAS prep. You know, what we, like we said, we focused and we chose, we analyzed the test so students can do focus study, they can do focus tutoring, and they can do it as much as they want. So if student A only needs a few hours and a little brush up, student A can do that. Student B might need a lot more help and start at a more foundational level. Student B can have 20, 30, 40, 50 hours of working on the software and improving skills if he or she needs to do that. So I think that's what's important, is it's online. We work with the software. We allow sort of a focused tutoring, and this helps create automatic differentiation and a lot of flexibility for individual needs.
Everyone acknowledges the learning loss at all grade levels, and schools across the state will need to adjust their curricula in order for students to end this academic year with appropriate grade level skills.
I think what needs to happen is to, you know, everybody acknowledges the loss, but nobody really talks about what are some solutions. So I think this show, you know, these schools use JFY software and they used it for focused studying and flexible tutoring and differentiation. So not only were we building skills, because, you know, the MCAS is a high school test. So if you're a 10th grader and you're taking geometry, some students may remember a lot of algebra, other students not so much, but it doesn't matter because everybody needs to know it. They still need to to study it. So the fact that JFY can come in and identify the needs of the student population is very key, because they can have this flexible differentiation and automatic kind of online tutoring, you know, guided. It's guided by the teacher. We're just here to help. You know, it can be done in the classroom. It can be done at home. It could be done with a parent, help of a parent or a friend. You could have peer groups. There's just so many options. And I think the key that this shows that you need a combination of curriculum support and foundation support. So you want to make sure you're covering the prerequisite skills for your various subjects. And, you know, in the English software, there's the automatic differentiation and there's the practice and the reality of, you know, preparing for the MCAS English is if you're going to become a better reader and improve your vocabulary, you're going to do better on the test. And the same is true for math. In another sense, you know, if you address the skills that you need, that, you know, you have to look at the skill. Why is somebody not getting it right? Maybe the student is working on, slope. And you think, okay, they don't know slope, but maybe it's something else. Maybe they're having trouble with sign numbers. So this is the thing, kind of things that the software can identify and be flexible. So between the analysis of JFY and the analysis of the teacher knowing his or her students, you have a very dynamic combination for improving learning.
We would like to congratulate the students, teachers, and administrators at East Boston High School and Northeast Metro Tech for their great gains on MCAS this past year. And also thank both Kathy and Joan for joining us this month for the JFY Network's podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please navigate to our website, jfynet.org, which also features a wealth of commentary, dialogue, and free educational resources, including this monthly podcast, to support all educational communities. Thank you for joining us. For JFY Networks, I'm Greg Cunningham.